Welcome to the Women's Success Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the up-and-coming Public Speakers Conference MC for 2017, Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
I will, Tanya, and I have to say I'm always so honored to be introduced by Tanya. It is just fantastic. I love the energy. Well, I'm also known as the No Excuses Blind Guy because I help people learn to use gratitude, faith, forgiveness, healthy self-love, and no excuses to become all that God created them to be. And I just want to say, I was just thinking about this a couple of months ago when I was at a speakers conference and I was up introducing myself, talking a little bit, and I said, well, if you want to know how I do that, you have to come find me because I can't find you. And that's how it is, the conference is. And since this is a telesummit and I can't see you, whoever's listening in here, I don't know where you are, I'm going to give you the information how to contact me because I'd love to hear from you and help you out in any way I can. So listen for that at the end of my talk. Well, I'm going to tell you some of my story today, how I went from a healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf to one who spent three very, very long months in a coma. Totally blind, hearing impaired, near death, to one who came out of that, became an inspirational, motivational speaker, college grad, triathlete, best-selling author. Oh, man, it's definitely been a journey. But I think we are all on a journey in life. But before I tell you my story, I have a question for all of you, especially the men out there. How many of you think we could live in this world without all the incredible, amazing women? Well, if you're anything like me, I think the answer would have to be a no. We definitely can't live without the incredible women in this world. I want to share a couple inspiring and a little bit humorous quotes with you that I actually love. One of these people, the first quote, Helen Keller, is one of my favorite people, and I so wish she was still alive so I can meet her. It goes like this. And I am reading this in Braille, so that's why I'm looking at it right now. When we do the best we can, we never know what miracle is wrought in our lives or the lives of another. And that is so true. For all of you, Helen Keller has several writings. If you haven't read any of Helen Keller's stuff, I so encourage you to go out and find some of her stuff. It is so inspiring. This next quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt, another person that wish I could have met. And this one is, I found it humorous, but I definitely know some women that I could describe this way for sure. Second here. A woman is like a tea bag. You never know how strong she is until she gets in hot water. And I love that one. A woman's like a tea bag. You never know how strong she is until she gets in hot water. Eleanor Roosevelt. That's a great one. Well, today in my talk, I'm going to talk about a couple amazing women that I know that inspire me every day, whether I see them in person, whether I'm living with them, whether they're living, going to school in Montana, or whether they're living abroad across the world in Dubai. These two people are my sister, Chelsea, and my mom, Jan, two incredible women. I'm going to tell you a little bit of my story now. In 1998, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's an infection in the meninges, or in the membrane that surrounds the brain and the spinal cord. In a blink of an eye, I went from this healthy 11-year-old kid. I was playing baseball and golf, loving life, to one, spent 3 very long months in a coma near death. About 10 days into all of this, the doctors called my parents in for a family meeting and told them that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, as you can see, as you can hear, that I'm not a vegetable and I'm not on a feeding tube. The doctors were wrong. But when I did wake up from that coma, when I did come home from the hospital, things were not looking good. I was totally blind, hearing impaired. And most of all, I was scared to death. Very, very weak. I was in a wheelchair, barely able to sit up at all. One of the miraculous things is, while I was in the hospital, and of course, I don't remember any of this, but I had people from over 13 countries around the world praying for me, supporting my family. And the ironic thing about this is before social media. 13 countries around the world. It's just incredible. The power of community, the power of prayer, it's so powerful, but the power of community, people that I didn't even know, churches, from held prayer rituals for me. It was definitely an incredible, incredible time. During this time, my sister Chelsea, one of my favorite women ever, she was 8 years old. I've been told that when I was in the hospital, she came to visit me for the first time. She saw her older brother lying there, helpless, attached to IVs, monitors, things beeping all over the place. It scared her to death. I don't blame her one bit. That would have scared me to death. But when I came home from the hospital, I was in the hospital for 4.5 months. When I came home, as I said, I was very, very weak, still in a wheelchair. We had to move my bedroom from the upstairs to downstairs. And I brought one of those fancy hospital beds home with me, you know, that press a button and it moves up and down. And that was my sole entertainment for the longest time because I was so weak. I remember crying myself to sleep, just wailing out to God, Lord, what the heck am I supposed to do with my life now? I had all these dreams of playing baseball, playing golf. I couldn't see myself doing that anymore. I couldn't even sit up by myself. Well, the miraculous thing is when I would, those nights I'd cry myself to sleep, I'd wake up in the morning somehow with a new sense, and I guess you could say a new lease on life. I had no clue where that came from, just that God touched me somehow, and then I knew He had a plan for my life. He wasn't done with me yet. There's a reason why I didn't die, why I was still here. My sister, Chelsea, as I said, was 8 years old when I got sick. When I came home from the hospital, I was laying helpless in bed. She was one of my biggest supporters. I can remember, I had a really, really weak stomach for a long time when I first came home. So she would bring me water when I needed or a little bit of food. But she also, I had this big bucket that was designated as my throw-up bucket. I can remember her fetching that. Oh, get me the throw-up bucket. I'm about to burst. She was there every time I needed something. And this is on top of Chelsea being a normal 8-year-old kid. She was a gymnast, so she had gymnastics practice several times a week. She went to school. She had her normal life with her friends. Still, she was there for me so much of the time. The other incredible woman that I mentioned was my mom. Oh my gosh, I am so thankful for my mom, Jan. She, one of the most incredible women. And as I said, I don't remember when I was in a coma in the hospital, but my mom was working full time as an audiologist for the school district. Still, she was there every single day for at least some of the time when I was in the hospital. And when I came home, she was my biggest cheerleader at my side all the whole time. Amazing, strong women. I can picture that quote I gave you from Eleanor Roosevelt. My mom and my sister, I pictured them when I first read that quote, because they definitely are very, very strong women. I know my mom being at my side this whole time, her strong conviction, her strong faith is what, and I don't know if I could have survived without her being there. It's incredible. I know I'm going on and on about it, but I'm just so thankful for those women in my life. As I got stronger, physical therapy, that first summer came. I can remember the first summer after I got out of the hospital, July hit. And I don't know why I remember this, but I was laying in my bed, helpless there, and I can hear my brother and sister, my brother Scott and sister Chelsea, somewhere in the house, rummaging around, just getting ready, because every other summer, we have a family reunion, and I can hear them packing, getting ready for the trip. A deep sense of jealousy comes over me because I'm not able to go to the reunion this year. I can't even sit up. I'm going to miss it. And that's one of my favorite things about my extended family, going to these family reunions. Then gradually, as I'm listening to them, something comes over me, a greater sense of peace, a gradual sense of peace. As I think about it, that I know that I'm going to get stronger. I know that I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that I don't miss the next reunion in 2 years. I also know that my sister, Chelsea, is going to come back from the reunion with all these amazing stories and retell the whole experience in vivid exaggeration, vivid images that I can imagine. So I know I'm going to be able to enjoy that time all the same. And I can use my imagination while they are gone to enjoy it with them. I was going to be grateful for what I had. It's a choice we have. Well, my parents and my brother and sister were getting ready for the trip. And after they left for the trip, I was slowly progressing through physical therapy. I don't know if any of you, I'm sure some of you have had an injury, pulled a muscle or broke a bone. You know that the body just doesn't heal as fast as we would like it to, does it? And I was in physical therapy, and one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, and actually still is one of my favorite movies of all time, What About Bob? That's the movie, the main character, he's one of the main characters, a psychiatric patient, goes to this doctor, and the doctor tells him, to cure your problems, you just need to take baby steps, one step at a time. Well, of course, Bob takes this literally, and he takes baby steps through the whole movie, baby steps to the bathroom, baby steps to the door. But really, metaphorically and physically, for me, it was baby steps. That's what I have to keep telling myself. Have patience that I'm going to get there. I'm going to heal up. I'm going to get better. And it worked. Baby steps. Soon, it was hard to believe, but fall was here. Time to go back to school. And my friends, I just had bacterial meningitis. I just lost my eyesight and my hearing. Quite frankly, shouldn't the government just like pay me $10 million and say, oh, you don't have to go back to school anymore. You don't have to work. You just get all this money. Well, I guess the world doesn't work that way, or at least the government doesn't work that way. And I started back to school in the fall. I had missed half of the seventh grade, but half of the sixth grade. But I started back in the seventh grade. I knew I could do it. And I had encouragement from my family, from teachers, and they knew I could do it too. And I did. Since I was still so weak, I had my whole seventh grade year at home. The district sent teachers to my home to teach me the normal curriculum and to learn Braille. Oh my gosh, learn Braille. Braille is not an easy subject. As I mentioned earlier, my mom is an audiologist, which is a person that works with fits hearing aids and works with people who have hearing disabilities. She was a godsend. She already knew all the ins and outs of hearing disabilities, and that's what I now have. So she was in the perfect position to get me the best hearing aids, the best systems. When I started back to school, back to campus in eighth grade, I used a microphone system. It's called a FM system that worked with my hearing aid. And it would transmit, the teacher would wear the microphone, and it would transmit the sound, the lectures, straight to my hearing aid. So I didn't miss anything. Well, it's like anything, it wasn't perfect, but it allowed me to get the education. I also used it in the community, any group situations. Again, my mom's knowledge of that was a godsend. My sister at this time was, again, one of my biggest supporters. But as I moved back into campus, and especially when I got back to high school, she served a very, very important function. She was my fashion consultant. My personal fashion consultant. How many people out there have a personal fashion consultant? Oh, I felt very blessed to have that. She went shopping with me to pick out my clothes. And well, my dad told me that he'd be happy to take me to the store. My sister luckily didn't let him because he's nothing against my dad, but he's not the most fashion-oriented person on the planet, I have to say. Well, my sister was there not just for fashion, but also just socially. When I got into high school, when she joined me there, she was there to help me through it all. I went through high school and I into junior college. I graduated in 2012 from Long Beach State University. It was such an accomplishment for me. We all face challenges in life, my friends. Big ones and small ones. Probably most of you haven't faced challenges quite as significant as me. But the challenge, quite as significant or the same as me, but the challenges you have faced are just as significant to you personally. I like to say that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves, is it? But with the grace of God and the help of others, it is a hand that we can learn to play with joy, peace, and happiness. All the way through school, I had mainly incredible women who I had for teachers helping me along the way. I am so, so thankful for that. My friends, as I just said, we cannot navigate through this world alone. We need people, even people we haven't even met. As I said, I had people from over 13 different countries praying for me day and night. I am so thankful. My sister, Chelsea, has been gone the last year and a half living in Dubai. She just moved back around Christmas time. I am so thankful she is back. She's helping me out not only with my fashion, but with my business now. With my social media, a lot of the visual aspects of my business, because as you know, any business now is so computer oriented, social media, and well, I can do a lot of that stuff myself. My sister is definitely a huge part of it. I have picked up something new. I don't know if you've heard me before, that I just this last year started doing triathlons. Such a great thing. But my sister, who has always hated to run, just started enjoying running too. And that's another thing we have in common. We started running together. We are not fast. I guess if you would think of us, we're like the hare and the turtle. We're definitely the turtle. But we keep going. We don't stop. And my mom, she is also one of my best friends. We do so many things together. I just love her so much. As I said, I have so many great supportive women in my life. My mom, my sister are just probably two of the greatest ones and the two that I am the closest to. I have to say, in my speaking career, one of my biggest supporters is the amazing lady running this show, Tanya. I definitely want to yell out, yippee, to Tanya, because she has been there for me all the way through my speaking. All right, I just want to tell all of you women, all of you men, everybody out there, that always remember that the best is yet to come. I do have a free gift for you the five keys to living a no excuses life. So with joy, peace, and prosperity, you can get it out of my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's D-R-E-W-S, the word inspirations.com. And I really look forward to hearing from you. As I said at the beginning, I can't find you, so find me. I just gave you the information to do that. And if you're looking for a great speaker for an event, go to my website, bookdrew.com, and book me for your next event. One more thing. I just started something new, something fun. If you ever wondering how a blind guy does things, like maybe prepare coffee or go swimming or do his laundry or things like that, or go running. I started a new Facebook Live, A Day in the Life of a Blind Guy, that you definitely should check out. Until next time, my friends, the best is yet to come.